George Humphrey in studio with us. Then we got Chemtrail Exposé coming out. A lot of new developments there. If your friends and family don't know about chemtrails, tell them tune in right now on your local AM and FM station or at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com on the free streams, or download the free podcast. Send the free podcast to the show to your friends and family in the listen page at InfoWars.com. Let's talk quickly to Mike in Boston. Mike, you're on the air with George Humphrey.
Yes, sir. I'm a private detective. We talked last week, and I called in about the change in the police. I just wanted to give you a heads up that over the 15 years of being a PI, over the past, I don't know, maybe 6 years, I've got hours and hours of chemtrail tapes I want to send you. They're just, it's huge. I see them every day. And I've passed out about 75 copies of your film. I'm in police departments and courthouses at least 5 days out of the week, and I'm dropping them everywhere.
Well, good job. It's unstoppable if folks just keep doing it. Are you getting any feedback, or are you just firing and forgetting?
I'm getting some feedback from some of the police officers, and most of them agree with me, but there's quite a few that just really give me an attitude, ask me politely not to, you know, leave anymore at the station or with any of the officers. It's almost like they don't want me educating, you know, anybody.
Oh, God forbid. I mean, how dare you try to communicate with another human? This is un-American.
But the chemtrail videos, I got your information of where I need to send them. But, Alex, I've got a ton of them. And, I mean, just recently, last week, from Waterbury, Connecticut, all the way to about Millbury, Massachusetts, midway on the pike, you're talking about an hour and a half drive. It was just six planes doing crisscross patterns. Unbelievable. I pulled over on the side of the highway. State trooper pulled up, asked me what I was doing, and I showed him. Said, look up. He says he sees them all the time, but he just had no idea what it was.
Well, now you can send him to the Council on Foreign Relations and WhiteHouse.gov, and they said, yeah, we're looking at doing this. And then you read the documents. Oh, we've been doing it for years testing, but now we're going to make it public. And they said, worldwide for your safety.
It's just unbelievable. But I really want to thank the caller here. The fact that you're going into police stations, the fact that you have the courage to speak to these people and give them this information. And let's say that you put out 10. If only one of them watches it and gets the message, you've done your work. And I want to say this to everybody listening. Just today, go out and talk to somebody new about the New World Order, about chemtrails, about the bailout, and about the Obama deception.
Thank you for the call, sir. God bless you. And be sure and write any notes about where it was, if you want to be sourced. Don't just send me a letter saying you have the rights to use it. You need to let me know. Do you want to be sourced in the film? Do you want to be thanked? Do you want to be in the credits, or do you not want it there? Be very careful about that, because I know we're going to get hundreds of tapes sent in. I'm really excited about this chemtrail film. It's
going to be awesome, because, again, people can look up, and it's eyes wide shut, and everybody that I get to look up, they go, yeah, I'm kind of aware of it. But most people don't look up. But when they do, they realize something's wrong.
Exactly. Real fast, Mathis in Texas. Mathis, go ahead.
Yeah. First, I was trying to get to your screener. Some of your information about what other networks are available. I travel all through Texas throughout the day, and I can only hear you when I'm in Austin. And when we're done, I'm wondering if you can send me over and let me know where else I might be able to hear
you.
Well,
I just want to be clear. We don't have a call screener.
Oh, well, the gentleman that was asking me questions when I first called.
Well, we don't screen the calls.
You mean, when I called in, somebody asked me my name.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not a call screener, just so you know. I mean, you can use whatever name you'd like. But I mean, we didn't ask you what you wanted to talk about, did we?
Oh, no, not at all. He just asked
me. No, there's a big internet hoax claiming we do.
Right.
But and it's all fake callers, they claim. I just want to get that straight. We don't screen your phone calls. Unless I'm saying, oh, I want to hear from a police officer. Well, my network, sir, I'm only on about 65 radio stations. That sounds like a lot. It's not. I'm on the Genesis Network, the shortwave, satellite, and the internet. And we only have 3 affiliates in Texas. So I'm glad you're trying to look for how to find us. Just get an iPod, download the free podcast every day at InfoWars.com. George, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again.
So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, for those that are just now joining us, you have ice condensation clouds that normally form above 20,000 feet when jet aircraft go through the right type of cloud formations. It just forms clouds, ice crystals. But starting in the mid-90s, suddenly, we notice clouds at only a few thousand feet, trails that would expand and turn into cloud banks, and then planes right next to them wouldn't leave it. And now people have done the deep research. We have active climate stabilization, particle physics-based approaches to prevention of climate change. A Nobel Prize was won a decade ago plus in this. This is the National Academy of Engineering Symposium, Washington, D.C., April 18, 2002. The Council on Foreign Relations that openly is calling for world government and globalism has come out and admitted in a whole bunch of papers they put out, Council on Foreign Relations Geoengineering Workshop on Unilateral Planetary Scale Geoengineering or Terraforming. There is that article. We're going to put all these up on screen as we go through the show today with our guest. And then Barack Obama's head science advisor, in his first interview since being approved a month ago, tells the Associated Press, London Guardian, and others in a press conference, I just want you to know we may have to start geoengineering with aircraft spraying the skies to protect us from global warming. Now, something is going on, and a lot of newscasters have done studies. They've had scientists look at it. There's more than one program going on. There's low-altitude spraying, high-altitude. You'll see articles in California where they spray pesticides on the town for a moth, or Austin, Texas, or they spray bacteria on every town and city, and Oklahoma with a bacteria that kills mammals and causes spontaneous abortions, and then they just calmly announce, you know, so there's all this stuff going on. And if you go to CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, it's one of the best, most well-researched interview scientists, virologists, you know, the list goes on and on. Rosalind Peterson, we're going to have her on. We've had her on many times before, but I want to have her on next week again. An hour today is not enough. Rosalind Peterson is a California president and co-founder of the Agriculture Defense Coalition. The ADC was founded in 2006 to protect agriculture crop production from uncontrolled experimental weather modification programs, atmospheric heating and testing programs, and oceanic and atmospheric experimental geoengineering programs. And the issue is, once you don't call it chemtrails, and you actually go look and use their terms, it's all over every major university out there, literally. They're spraying everywhere. They admit it. And NASA admits they're doing it, and the CFR is announcing it, and the president's people are announcing it. But then you tell the public, and they say it doesn't exist. Like, here's the Council on Foreign Relations, International Institutions and Global Governance Program, World Order 21st Century, May 1st, 2008, where they call for global government. I have here today the International Bank of Settlements documents from 2006, where they said they were engineering the collapse for 2009 to bring in the new world order. I mean, that's how this is piling up, where it's just everywhere. Like, where is that? I had that in my stack, and then Aaron ran off with it, and he's now on an airplane. Anyways, let's go ahead and go to Rosalind Peterson. Rosalind, start at the beginning. What we know, the documented stuff that's on record of what's happening. Good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show today. There's any number of programs. NASA and the U.S. Air Force are conducting atmospheric heating and testing programs, and they're using the space shuttle and rockets to send up canisters with toxic chemicals like barium and trimethyl aluminum, strontium, lithium, sulfur hexafluoride, SF6, and other chemicals. And then they superheat these canisters and conduct atmospheric and ionospheric heating and testing programs. Then you've got weather modification programs ongoing across the United States. There's more than 60 listed by the U.S. Department of Commerce. And right now, our weather can be modified without our consent. They can use any chemicals and any experiments that they want. A private individual, a corporation, a state, a city, a county, the military, federal government, anyone can modify your weather at any time. They don't have to have any, there is no public oversight. There is no prior public notification, and, except in a few small counties in some states. And these programs are currently ongoing and growing exponentially. And now Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas has just introduced U.S. Senate Bill 601 to continue to allow anyone and everyone to mitigate and modify the weather. And they don't set up any government oversight, no prior public notification. There's nothing in this bill. Then you add these persistent jet contrails that turn into white haze, cirrus clouds, man-made clouds that NASA studies show exacerbate global warming. They show that they change our climate, and they're showing that they negatively impact natural resources.
That was the point I was going to make. I've had top climatologists on. I remember like 4 years ago and then 7 years ago, NASA showed their own satellite photos of the whole U.S. and Europe covered with the contrails, which are really chemtrails, as they didn't do this until this program started. This huge black op project that's got to be in the hundreds of billions now. And they admitted that these clouds were going to heat the Earth. So they're, I think they're trying to really screw stuff up so they can panic people into accepting the global warming tax. Because now they come out and have, you know, in kids' textbooks, as you mentioned, as folks have covered, we're trying to stop the global warming. And now the president's people are saying that, when the science shows that this stuff causes UV to go through the clouds and then basically trap the heat under them, that it's clear skies like the desert at night that let the heat go off world.
Yes, that's correct. And contrails, too, are made up of water vapor and, of course, jet fuel emissions and other toxics. But now they're saying that this water vapor is a greenhouse gas, and they say it exacerbates global warming. And yet, in no legislation that I can find anywhere at any level, state or federal, do they talk about remedying the problem or solving it. They're starting now to talk about, well, we can put up more particulates into the atmosphere and space mirrors. There's all kinds of geoengineering projects in order to cool us down. But they don't realize that the programs we have ongoing are what are exacerbating this problem.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I mean, then there's just the whole issue of how this illustrates for people what the shadow government, which they now admits in total control under the National Security Council, is doing. And now the CFR says we need global treaties for global, let me give their exact quote here, for unilateral, that means complete, planetary scale geoengineering. So, and then you have the issue of them denying any of this is going on as the public says, what in the world is going on here? You know, 15 years ago, these trails disappeared. Now they never leave. They turn into whole cloud banks. And so, I mean, speak to that specifically, how all the scientific data admits they're doing this, but then when we complain, they say, we don't know what you're talking about.
Well, part of it is, let me go through three things here. First of all, the first time that in Northern California that we saw contrails start to persist, it looks like from the earliest photographs and records we have was around 1989. And from that time forward, beginning in the late 1980s, scientists began to talk about geoengineering. The word was kind of hidden from view, and it started to spring up at universities and special courses and things, but it wasn't talked about. But so many began to filter into a whole group of scientists who started to work on, as part of their curriculum at, in other words, Stanford University and other areas, University of Irvine, and some government agencies, began to work on these type of programs, this geoengineering type program.
Let me stop you. It was interviewing Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. You know, confirmed, it was declassified, we interviewed him first, it was on Fox, CNN, you name it. It was Stanford Research Institute from 1960 to 67 that did the study with him, the meteorologist, and certified weather weapons, creation of hurricanes, typhoons, floods, things like that, and that they had certified they could control the weather by 1967. And you just mentioned this stuff started, as far as we can tell, is in California with Stanford.
It could be. And so what's happened since that time? We've been engaged since the 40s in hurricane modification, weather modification, lots of programs.
Yes.
That most of the public is unaware. And we were modifying the weather in Vietnam. So that brought us the NMOD treaty, which was signed by the U.S. Congress to stop weather modification for warfare purposes. But now the military is talking about using it as a force multiplier, in order to, in other words, control anyone they want by controlling the weather that they have. So this is on the scale of many, many documents from the Air Force and the other services talking about weather modification as a force multiplier. And then you add to this, in 2006, November, there was all of these scientists, geoengineering scientists from all over the world, went to NASA Ames for 1 week of meetings with regard to geoengineering programs. And Ken Caldera, Professor Ken Caldera of Stanford University, said, well, we'll have an open public forum. We'll invite the press to come. And as luck would have it, I knew someone who was allowed to go to this. And so I went. And all of these professors, Gregory Benford from UC Irvine, Ken Caldera, in other words, a great number of them were all there and were speaking, and that meeting became highly fascinating.
Stay there. Let's hear about this meeting when we get back. And now they're announcing it all over the news. Oh, we're going to control the weather. We're going to spray the skies with sunscreen to protect you. And that's what they're doing, the particulae, the nuclei, to create these clouds. But that's only one part of it. And the chemicals they're using are toxic.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
This is all psychology. If they would have come out in the late 80s, 90s when they started this and said, we're going to terraform the planet and change the atmosphere, we're government, we're God, people would have sued environmentalists. What are you doing? If they use weather weapons as weapons against our farmers or other countries as economic control, people would know to blame them. So that's why the government says there's no weather modification. None of this exists. As hundreds of universities, thousands worldwide work on it, and fleets of aircraft are spraying. And so now, after decades of us fighting it and saying, what's going on? You know, we're talking 14, 15 years that I've known of people speaking about this. It has that kook connotation. So even when the government announces it, people go, oh, no, couldn't be happening. Just like their documents said 20 years ago, world government, global carbon tax, They said we were kooks, didn't exist. Now when they announce it, as they've done the last month, people go, oh, well, it still doesn't exist. And newspapers attack me saying it doesn't exist. So that's the amazing psychology. And talking about amazing, Rosalind Peterson is probably the top overall, you know, person who is studying all the basic data and really integrating it in together. Rosalind, please continue with, well, the psychology of them denying all this and then the meetings you've gone to. Go ahead.
Well, this meeting at Stanford University in November 2006, they had a public section, and the public section of this meeting had different scientists, geoengineers, talking about their various programs that they wanted to implement. And what was fascinating about this group is they admitted right there that they had kind of hidden the word geoengineering for the public for a long time, because they realized that if it came out, the public would object. So there was kind of this cloistered group that decided that they were going to work on this, have the funding for this, and then try to get it all set to go so that at some point they could implement putting these chemicals and particulates into the atmosphere to do these atmospheric experiments.
Stop. You go to this conference, and there's copies of the minutes and things on the web, and I've seen them. We need to dig them out and get them posted, and you've linked to them on your site. Think of the magnitude. You've got all these top climate scientists there, and it's all – and by the way, these were the mid-levels being co-opted. Oh, we just came up with a plan to secretly terraform, but you can't let the public know they're not ready, even though this is a semi-public meeting. That's how the co-opt works when it had already been going on, you know, for over a decade before this. That is what is so key about this and this mindset of we can't let them know because they're too small-minded. Specifically, that is so important. Go back over that.
Okay, well, what they did is they said the public would object because, in other words, they can't control the end result of their experiments. They know that they would be putting harmful chemicals in the air. They know that, you know, like sulfur, for example, or, in other words, salt particles, there's all kinds of things that they've got planned that they could use in the air that would be toxic to us or to plants or crops, whatever, water supplies. So what happened is they decided that they were going to be the stewards of the environment, and it was going to be them that was going to save the world, and that we were essentially the unwashed, as Professor Benford mentioned, it was kind of like we were the people were the unwashed masses who didn't understand that they were going to take care of us. So it was kind of an odd, I have some quotes from him which are quite interesting, but it was an odd meeting. So when they had question and answer. So when I got up and I spoke and I said, well, what about agriculture? If you cover us over and you stop direct sunlight from reaching the earth, there won't be any photosynthesis happening. And that's, in other words, photosynthesis, direct sunlight hitting the earth is what allows plants to grow and food crops to produce. And if you remove the direct sunlight, whether it's from man-made clouds or any of these experiments, you're going to have lowered crop production because photosynthesis, the plants get their strength and energy to grow from that process. So we get vitamin D from the sun. Rickets is on the increase because we're in man-made cloud cover a lot of times. So when I raised this issue about, well, was anybody talking about, in other words, the pollutants and what effect they were going to have on the trees? Was anyone talking about our food supply? And if you put up all these chemicals that are toxic to plant life, you reduce the amount of sunlight hitting the earth, what's going to happen to agriculture, you know, in other words, this area? And I said, and did anyone speak on this subject? And they said, well, there were actually only two people in the whole conference that spoke on something to do with, in other words, plant life, but that was it. But they said the majority of the speakers were all there into doing this atmospheric geoengineering and various forms of it. So they didn't really invite the public. Ken Caldera invited a radio talk show host, he from New York, he invited the BBC and Al Jazeera to this meeting. So when they met at Stanford, they didn't even invite the major press to come to this meeting at all.
All right, stay there. I want to know if there's any recordings of this. We'll be right back. I want to go through some of those quotes, too. Riveting.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Rosalind Peterson, she really is the preeminent chemtrail expert because she has just gone to the conferences, done the research, and she covers what is admitted, what is documented, what is on record, and it is hellish. Now, I understand their operation. Everything is eugenics, like Endgame documents. That's their system. And so the meeting she was at was a co-opting of, oh, we keep this secret and the lowdown for your own good. We're going to save the Earth for the global warming when the evidence shows it'll actually cause warming, which we may actually need. Kind of going towards an ice age now, the sunspot show. But side issue, the point is they don't want the public knowing about this, and it is just so incredible to understand that it's really public what they're doing, and so saying it's to stop global warming is the cover, because this is bad for plants, bad for humans, bad for the Earth. The sun is the main source of life on this planet. And you've got some of the quotes of these people. And their meetings are sourced and quoted. In fact, I have the meeting you're talking about. The Council on Foreign Relations mentions it. So can you speak more about the meeting and then more about, I know you're going off what you know they're doing, but clearly they're spraying now. And how many different programs there are from your research or the other experts and what it is they're putting out. Go ahead.
Well, there's a number of programs that I think are all interrelated. We have communication systems programs for the military. We have weapon systems that they're going to need to be able to use, in other words, the atmosphere above us, either obscure the skies, or to, in other words, or to be able to use certain types of lasers And so they're going to put up certain chemicals to do this, and the documents are there. And it's putting it forward to the public, but more and more we're beginning to unravel all these different types of atmospheric military programs that are going on. And weather modification is just one of them that they want to promote along with the cap and trade legislation. It was interesting because they put weather mitigation right into the cap and trade bill, Senator Barbara Boxer's cap and trade bill last year. And I'm afraid the cap and trade bill will have weather mitigation and modification in it, in other words, to help with climate change.
No, Obama's now said that, so now we'll pay Al Gore and Obama's private companies. Gore and Blood is the one in England with Mr. Blood and Mr. Gore, and literally, that's not a pun, folks, and then the one up in Chicago, the Mercantile that Obama's bought in on. Yeah, no, that's what they're saying. We're going to now publicly pay tax money to Al Gore to chemtrail us. You got to love that.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all works out. I can tell you that there is an audio tape of the meeting, and I can get you a copy of the audio tape of that meeting, because they allowed an audio tape to be made of the meeting. No film, but one audio tape. And so I can get you a tape of the meeting, and you can listen to these guys talk. And it's
unbelievable. This isn't out on the web yet. I mean, is it okay if I get it? Because I don't want to wait making my chemtrail film. I don't do that. I would immediately just put it on YouTube.
Yes. It's on.
I mean, I have children just like everybody else. I don't want them breathing chemtrails anymore. I just want to get it out.
It's on. The tape is on NewYorkSkyWatch.com, I think. And but I can get you. I think that there's. It's about three quarters of the tape, but I can get you the whole tape. And
you are just a sweetheart. In fact, I was going to ask you, how do we support what you're doing? You are just a workhorse at this from doing my research. I mean, we've been interviewing for years, but just finding out how much you're doing. Tell folks briefly, I know I'm jumping around. I'm going to have you back on soon. How did you wake up to this? How did you get involved? And it's just so amazing what you're doing. And how do folks support you? And how do they go to the site at CaliforniaSkyWatch.com and donate, or what do they do?
Well, what's happening right now is that I started in 2002 when a friend of mine, I was working for the Mendocino County Probation Department at the time, and during my lunch hour, he caught me downtown and took me into his office and said that he knew that there was some programs going on, and he wanted me to look up in the sky, and he wanted me to really look on certain days and to see these jets leaving these big plumes. So what happened is that particular day at lunch hour when we walked outside, the jets were just blitzing the place with all these, there was a great number of jets, and they were all leaving these huge contrails which just expanded and turned into these massive plumes and then covered our sky completely. And from then on, I was absolutely hooked because I realized that this wasn't right. And so then that's when my research started, and since then I've been really dedicated with this for most of the time since then.
This is such a massive story. And what did you think when, I mean, I know last year the CFR announced we're going to terraform the planet, we're going to spray you, it's great, we're going to save you, when the scientists say it'll heat things, but whatever. And, you know, we know that's just a cover. So the scientists go, oh, we're saving Earth, okay, keep it secret. From the unwashed, you're using these arrogant eugenicist terms, is what it's all about, to now having, you know, all these mainstream news articles and BBC saying, oh, we're doing this for your own good, and then now having the president's chief scientist advisor saying, we may have to start doing this for your safety. I mean, what is it like to see them just coming right out with it? Why do you think they're doing that?
Because they've been doing it for a long time, and we're getting closer and closer to figuring out all the programs, and that they're dying to use it and do the experiments because they want the money. They see that they're going to get federal funds for it for the first time, and they can expand the programs. And so why not try it out? Why not do the experiments we've been studying and researching? And this is the payback for us. So a lot of these universities and researchers and geoengineers are going to come and get fully funded for a lot of these programs that have been sitting in the wings for years.
So as bad as chemtrailing is, they want it even bigger. That's what the CFR says. They say they want it globally everywhere. Speak to that and right now where we know it's going on the worst.
Well, I really think that everybody says that their own area is the worst, but I think the NATO countries are being hit the hardest, and I think that the United States and Canada is being really hit hard. They're hitting Brazil pretty hard in various places. But around the world, it's pretty global around the world that you very rarely can see any pictures now with blue skies. Most of them are man-made clouds. Professor Rosenfeld from Australia is talking about that at a meeting here of the Climate Change Commission, EPA, in Sacramento, California. He talked about that most of the clouds we see are man-made clouds. And it was early on in my research, and I had to rather pause and go, what? And now when you go to the NASA website, you type in man-made clouds, you've got all kinds of studies, all kinds of research. And they talk about man-made clouds. But the problem is that agriculture, human health, plant growth, tree health, everything depends on direct sunlight.
Well, let me stop you.
Yeah.
I mean, keep interrupting because, you know, we had a big garden out at our ancestral family farm, and we've never seen a summer where plants wouldn't grow. And not this summer, the summer before. It was chemtrails 5-6 days out of the week. Even here, my yard in the summer was dying. It was raining and mush, and the yard, basically, about half of it died. Trees were all dying and acting weird, and it was just pure chemtrails the entire summer all over Central Texas and East Texas where I was at. I wasn't in other parts. And my uncle's garden, just nothing even grew.
That's correct.
And it was just solid chemtrails, just solid. There was no sky.
Right. When you have all these man-made clouds and these plumes and the haze, you're not getting direct sunlight, which means that your trees won't grow properly. Your crops won't produce well. Your oceans don't function well either because they need direct sunlight in order for all the processes here on Earth to work. And these scientists are beginning to say, well, we can put up, you know, we can pretend like we're a volcano, like the one that just went off in Alaska, and we can put up these particulates and we can cool us down. But
backwards. All the scientists agree volcanoes cause heating.
Well, they cause a degree of cooling.
Well, cooling at first, but then heating. But go ahead.
But anyway, what happens?
My whole issue is they put out more carbon dioxide that they say heats the Earth. And I know when Krakatoa went off, it went down a degree, but then they got these calculations then saying it makes CO2 go up and then later makes it go up. I'm saying from what they claim, but go ahead.
But what happens with this is that if you start to put these particulates up in these, you know, they're even talking about shields and they're talking about all kinds of different, you know, they must have 40 or 50 different solutions to all of this that they all want to do at the same time. So you won't even know what the synergistic effects are. But the problem is that we've got a case of where we're already getting a loss of direct sunlight called global dimming already. And when we say, well, global dimming is going on and we're putting up more cloud cover, but still we're warming. Well, we're warming because this cloud cover and all of these artificial things that are being done are heating us up and exacerbating the global warming. So we have to stop some of these man-made things, and the Earth would come back to more normal, and we could reduce the pollutants by taxing the polluters, like the EPA does now, instead of thinking of that we're gonna have these offsets and polluters can buy offsets in order to pollute more. You see, this cap and trade and this carbon tax and all these things that they're deciding isn't going to reduce pollution one iota. And
okay, specifically, I want to go back. From your scientific research and talking to scientists, haven't they been reporting, though, that the chemtrailing overall causes the radiation to go through the clouds and then bounce back up and keep the heat in? So that part of the project is heating.
That part of the project is heating. So what they're already doing is they're heating. But see, I think that there might be another, you know, this is speculation on my part, and I'll jump here into real speculation, is that I know that in the Arctic and in Alaska, I know that the oil companies and the military want to get into those areas and open up those areas for exploration and military programs. And see, what they're doing is they say, well, if we use water vapor and we heat it up, up in Alaska and we get it to melt, then we can go in, like ExxonMobil is doing right now, and we can exploit the natural resources in those frozen areas. So I'm not quite sure if we're not doing something deliberate here to warm up certain areas, and then the geoengineers like it because then they can call this a great problem that we're having, and we're going to solve global warming. But I think that they're exacerbating it, and I think that the jets and these big plumes, all of this stuff is heating us up. So
okay, let me throw another question at you because you're such an expert. I've got so many, and I apologize. I keep interrupting. Have you heard about Anne Heche in this big Australian movie about the government with chemtrails spraying viruses on people, and then now it aired on Australian TV, and then they suddenly pulled it off IMDb? Have you heard of this?
I've heard that it was pulled and not available right now.
But, I mean, it was on TV and then suddenly pulled. How bizarre is that? Let's play the trailer for that for folks right now watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and listening on the radio. Here it is. It's loading slowly here. Can you guys give me some audio?
Hours ago, we learned of a deadly virus that threatens the lives of the citizens of Spokane.
Tess, thanks for getting here so fast.
Mm-hmm.
This is Dr. Martin. She's a specialist with the Global Health Organization. We have three new cases, all presenting the same acute flu-like symptoms, but they're not responding to any of the treatment.
She's going to be dead. I just want to get the results back.
You must have some initial thoughts of what it could be.
It could be anything, from the avian flu to the bubonic plague.
We're not going to quarantine a whole town until we know what we're dealing with.
Find the source, make the diagnosis, and you'll have your quarantine.
We're counting on you.
The quicker you tell me what you know, the faster I can help all these people.
Professor Dylan Corbin saw him after he came back from a trip, and he wasn't well.
I say he's been dead 2-3 days. He had a mosquito bite on him. And he's been to Malaysia, Rush. That's the plague.
Professor Corbin bring back more than just his luggage from Malaysia.
Are you following me?
There's more going on here than you know, Dr. Martin. They're putting something in the jet fuel. It's making people sick.
Why would they want to do that?
Keller makes a chemical called the E901. When we get the E901 and we compare it with the jet fuel, maybe you can help us figure out what's hurting people.
Whatever he told you is totally erroneous.
Patients are not responding to the antibiotics.
Some of the immune systems are completely shot.
The plague doesn't do that?
No, I know, but I think it's why they're not responding to the antibiotics.
So what, do they misdiagnose?
No. Have you ever heard of chemtrails? What if the chemicals are affecting the general population somehow?
They've killed before, and they'll kill again.
This virus could have been spread all over the country by now. My nose is bleeding. They're all going to die if I can't find a cure. I'm going to die. Don't give up on me.
Tell us where the vaccine is.
You can go to hell.
You don't have to worry about the vaccine. You're both going to die before anyone gets a chance to use it.
And now they've pulled it off IMDb. They never put a film up and then pull it down. And it's, I mean, folks, here's the deal. We've confirmed they're building mass graves all over the country. We have the Rocky Mountain News where they have built incinerators and mass graves. The executive order in Colorado. We have the feds going to the states, confirmed in triplicate with the documents they're building mass graves for the bird flu. The London Telegraph admits they caught the government telling people it was an irregular flu shot and killing them in Europe with a live bird flu. My God, these people are psychopathic. And they always love to throw it in our faces in a movie. Or maybe Anne Heche was trying to warn people, and that's why they pulled it. This is getting a little crazy, isn't it?
Well, we're beginning to be railroaded into scare tactics, into taking actions that we wouldn't take under normal circumstances. We would think about it, and we would have public discussions. And right now, we're more and more being told what they're going to do, but we're not. The public is not becoming part of the conversation. And so it's easier to jack up, in other words, some conspiracy theory and say, well, the public that objects, they don't understand, they're ignorant, or they don't know what they're talking about. And thus we, the elite, will tell you what we are going to do and how we are going to save you or not.
Isn't that what it's all about, is playing God? These people, like you said, we're the unwashed masses.
Yeah, it's playing God. And I thought that these geoengineers at Stanford University were really playing God. I really believe that. Because I was shocked when I was listening to them, and I said, well, what about plant life? What about photosynthesis? I was talking about, well, what about, crop production? And This was so far out of their realm because they didn't want to talk about it. Actually brought up in the meeting, the one guy who didn't like my questions, he said to the audience, who was mostly professors and, in other words, people that were in that field, and he says, well, how many people believe in chemtrails? And I just sat there and I looked at him and I thought, and so then he looked kind of funny because there wasn't any great show of hands for this phenomena within this audience because they just sat there. And he says, oh, well, that's some sort of conspiracy theory. But the thing is, they got very angry with me in the break.
Now, stop there. I want to hear more about this. Notice, they're admitting they're going to geoengineer things, block out the sun. You say, well, the plants need sun, which is admitted, photosynthesis. No. That's a conspiracy theory that plants have photosynthesis. In fact, that plants exist will soon be a conspiracy theory. They'll all be dead, and the media will tell you they never existed. Mommy, is it true there was once a thing called plants? No, honey, that's all kind.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
So much going on, folks, and regardless, they've denied they're messing with the atmosphere, and now they're just coming right out with it. The denial needs to stop. We need to get control of the shadow government, the national security state. It is just completely out of control, and it's run by eugenicists. I go to CaliforniaSkywatch.com. Again, how do people support you and the wonderful work you're doing, Rosalind Peterson?
Well, I always accept contributions because it enables me to do more research. It enables me to contact more people. So anyone can go to my CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, and there's contact information. My email is there, info@CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, or people can call me directly at 707-485-7520. I try to answer all my emails, and I try to talk with all the people that contact me. I'm always looking for research materials as well, where they can give me government documents or, in other words, any type of public document, government study, university study on these subjects, because the more that we know and can put all the pieces of the puzzle together, the sooner we're going to be able to step up and pin them with the actual facts, so that they can't just come back and do what the Air Force does, write letters for Senator Dianne Feinstein to her constituents, saying that there's no such thing as chemtrails, it's a hoax, and therefore nothing is going on and everything is wonderful and normal. And those of us who have been around when the skies were deep blue most of the time and clouds were real know that this is just not true, because things are not like they used to be at all.
Well, that's what I was about to say, is that looking, you know, when you look at the you know, different terms that you can Google to pull up university studies, it's not chemtrails, it's aerial aerosol spray, you know, different terms you can look at, weather modification. There they are doing it. This is bigger than the Manhattan Project. I mean, this sucker is massive, and they're publicly about to make it bigger.
Yes, and I think that they're going to say, well, you know, they're going to railroad us into saying, well, the world is warming and we need to fix it. But I don't see them doing anything about the jet airplanes leaving these contrails that are exacerbating it. And they don't talk about the aviation problems that this is causing. So when we say we want to do something about global warming, then no one is going to how come no one steps up and says, well, look what we're doing. Why don't we reduce what we're doing? And this would change it almost immediately.
Well, they want total domination. It's like in 97 when Secretary of Defense said, we can now control the weather. And he said that in a press briefing. And so that's on record, the Secretary of Defense, William Cohen. They're playing God. And just like they told us, there's no new world order. There's no world government. There's no bank of the world. We're not planning a global currency. And then, oh, we're setting up a North American union and a global government. We just got the idea today. You know, they deny, and then finally go, okay, it's a done deal. We've been doing it forever. And it's just Twilight Zone that it's this bizarre and this crazy. Well, you're just an amazing individual, and I look forward to it. You bet. The next few weeks, I want to get you up for 2 hours, take calls, let you put on a full presentation, because it doesn't do justice having you on for 52 minutes here with the breaks. So, again, CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, Rosalind Peterson, we salute you. I want to say bye to you here at the end of the show and talk to you about some issues. I'm making a film on chemtrails after my next Obama film, so get ready for that, folks, and send us all your footage, materials, whatever you think should be in the film, because it's just amazing, and we've got to expose this now. It's now is the time. Now people know it's real. You educate the rest of the public and have an action plan to turn this around. Also, don't forget the Obama deception, showing this guy works for the same people Bush works for, available at InfoWars.com. Rebroadcast starts now with a ton of important guests and information at InfoWars.com on the audio restreams and on AM and FM stations across the country. See you back tomorrow, 11, 3 p.m. Central. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.